What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back to Path of a Green Witch podcast. My name is Asha. I'm Andrea's assistant, and I will be your host for this episode. Before we get started, Andrea wants to say a special thank you to Jeffrey Lawrence for supporting Path of a Green Witch podcast on Buy Me a Coffee. Financial contributions allow us to continue this important work. Thank you so much for your support. You can check the show notes for links. There are several ways to join our community and support Path of a Green Witch podcast. The next short shout out goes to Jason Holt. Andrea is sending a special message of gratitude and love to Jason for holding her up during her escape to safety in Mexico. Thank you for being so much more than an ally. So much is happening here on the Path of the Green Witch. We now have a Substack, and I want to share the first post with you. The link to subscribe to our Substack will be in the show notes. You can subscribe for free, but there is also the option to support the Path of a Green Witch Substack, and you will receive a monthly premium bundle drop. Now let's get into the Substack welcome post because it is a good foreshadowing of what's to come here on Path of a Green Witch podcast. Andrea's sister, Tiffany, has a life coaching and therapy business called Aviara Hope. Here's a quick message about it. Life's challenges can sometimes feel overwhelming. Whether you're struggling with stress, seeking clarity and focus, or looking for spiritual guidance through difficult times. At Aviara Hope, we believe everyone deserves a compassionate guide on their journey to wellness. We specialize in mental health support, dual diagnosis care, family counseling, and life coaching, all with a holistic approach that honors your unique path. Whether you need stress relief, help navigating complex emotions, or spiritual perspective to light your way forward, we're here for you. Because healing isn't just about surviving the storm, it's about finding your wings to soar again. Welcome to Aviara Hope. Welcome to Path of a Green Witch, ancestral herbalism, traditional magic, and Reclaiming Suppressed Knowledge. Parlexia, November 24th, 2025. I'm Andrea, and if you've found your way here, chances are you're already familiar with my work in some capacity. Maybe you've been listening to Path of a Green Witch podcast since 2021 when I started sharing information about herbalism, witchcraft, and homesteading. Or maybe you're familiar with my research through the ABCK Institute, where we've been reclaiming suppressed histories and ancestral knowledge systems. This Substack is an extension of all of that work. This is a place where I can go deeper into the practical and spiritual dimensions of herbalism, traditional healing, and the green witchcraft I practice. I am finally beginning to understand my Garifuna heritage from Honduras and Belize, and I am continuing to honor my Jamaican heritage as part of my Obeah tradition. I am planning to share more of that with you over the course of more than 125 episodes on Path of a Green Witch podcast. I've covered a lot of ground when it comes to plants, remedies, and the magical practices that have sustained our ancestors for millennia. but there's only so much you can pack into an audio format, and some of the work I'm doing requires the kind of detailed exploration that really benefits from the written word. That's where this space comes in. Here, I'll be creating comprehensive guides to specific herbs and their uses, diving into the magical and medicinal properties of plants, and sharing the kind of in-depth information that lets you actually work with these allies in a meaningful way. What you'll find here. The foundation of this Substack is herbalism. I love to dive into the real, practical, ancestral knowledge about how to work with plants for healing, protection, spiritual development, and transformation. I approach this work through the lens of someone who has spent years studying, practicing, and teaching. I am someone who understands that the path of the Green Witch isn't just about collecting recipes or memorizing correspondences. It's about developing relationships with the plant spirits, understanding the intelligence that lives in the green world, and reclaiming the knowledge that has been systematically suppressed and stolen from our communities. You'll find deep dives into specific herbs like the one I recently completed on blue vervain and hops, where I explore the following four things. 1. Chemical constituents, the actual compounds in the plant that produce therapeutic effects, including alkaloids, glycosides, volatile oils, and other phytochemicals, so you understand what's happening at a molecular level when you work with these plants. 2. Medicinal applications. How to use these herbs for healing, including dosage, preparation methods, contraindications, and the specific conditions or body systems they support, drawing on both traditional knowledge and contemporary research. 3. Magical properties. The energetic signatures and spiritual uses of plants in folk magic and witchcraft, including their correspondences, how they're used in spells and rituals, and the ways different traditions have worked with these plant allies for protection, healing, love, prosperity, and other intentions. And finally, 4, historical uses, how these plants have been understood and employed across different cultures and time periods, tracing the knowledge from ancient civilizations through folk traditions to contemporary practice, and noting where that knowledge has been suppressed, appropriated, or distorted. I write these guides to be thorough enough that you can actually use them in your practice. I include recipes for tinctures and teas that make incorporating these plants into your spiritual practice very easy. If you really want to understand these herbs more fully, you are in the right place. I'm not interested in surface-level listicles or the kind of watered-down information you can find with a quick internet search. If I'm going to write about a plant, we're going all the way in. So I am extending a warm welcome to my fellow curious practitioners who need to understand the science behind the healing mechanisms of these magical herbs. Beyond individual plant profiles, I'll also be exploring broader topics related to green witchcraft, folk magic, and the spiritual tradition I practice. This includes 5 things. 1, seasonal practices, working with the natural cycles of the year, understanding how different times and seasons affect both the potency of plants and the types of spiritual work that are most effective, and honoring the rhythms that our ancestors built their practices around. 2, working with plant spirits, developing actual relationships with the intelligence that lives in plants, learning to communicate with and receive guidance from plant allies, and understanding that herbalism at its deepest level is about partnership rather than simply extraction. 3. Root work. The African American folk magic tradition that encompasses protection, healing, love work, and spiritual warfare using roots, herbs, and other natural materials, drawing on the practices from Black Indigenous Americans who were in the Americas long before white Europeans arrived. They were able to preserve their understanding of healing herbs and continue working with them despite centuries of oppression. 4. The intersection of herbalism with other forms of spiritual practice, how plant medicine connects with divination, ancestor work, energy healing, and other spiritual modalities, and the ways that a holistic practice integrates multiple approaches to transformation and power. 5. Magical theory, the underlying principles of how magic actually works, including energy work, intention setting, correspondence systems, and the frameworks that different traditions use to understand and direct spiritual power. I approach this from the perspective that much of what we call magic is actually science that we either don't fully understand yet or that has been deliberately obscured and mystified. Here are two important points. A, the science of magic. When people have a poor grasp of scientific principles, electromagnetic fields, radiation, frequency, or other natural phenomena, things that operate according to consistent laws can appear magical or supernatural. B. Ark of the Covenant. My working theory is that it was essentially a container for radioactive material housed in a gold or lead pinecone-shaped casing, which would explain both its power and the very specific instructions about who could handle it and how. According to my theory, the numerous depictions of pine cones and purses are advanced technological knowledge being preserved in religious language because the people recording it knew the masses didn't have the framework to understand what they were actually witnessing. That is magic, yes, but it isn't violating natural law. A lot of traditional magical practices likely work the same way. I believe they're based on real, observable, repeatable phenomena that our ancestors understood far better than we do today. They knew there would only ever be a few people who would ever fully grasp the technologies they were working with, so they let people believe it was magic.
Need hope? Need healing? Need to feel whole? Aviara Hope restores your soul. Mental health, life coaching, spiritual care. Aviara Hope, we meet you there. Call Tiffany at 617-602-8530 for a free consultation. That's 617-602-8530. Aviara Hope is here to help.
My approach to spirituality is grounded in actual tradition from my heritage and practices that have survived despite centuries of suppression. I've talked about Queen Nanny of the Maroons on Path of a Green Witch podcast and how she used her knowledge of herbs to defeat the British invaders. If you visit the Caribbean today, you will still find people selling healing herbs and incorporating herbal materials into their spiritual practices. When I was reading about Queen Nanny of the Maroons, there was no definitive answer on where she was from. Now I realize it's because she was Black Indigenous. The Caribbean, and more specifically Jamaica, was her ancestral homeland. Queen Nanny fought fiercely and successfully to protect Jamaica, and she is honored on their $500 note. I'm interested in the ways different systems of plant magic overlap and inform each other because I see the similarities in the various practices among Black Indigenous people of the Americas. Free versus paid content. I want my work to be accessible, but I also need to sustain myself while doing it, so I've structured things with both free and premium content. Think of the free tier as an invitation into my work. This is a way to get a genuine sense of my approach and the depth I bring to these topics. And the paid tier is where we really dig in together. Free subscribers will get introductory posts and overviews. I write foundational pieces that introduce key concepts, plants, or practices, giving you enough information to understand the basics and decide if you want to go deeper. Brief herb profiles. I offer shorter explorations of specific plants that cover their primary uses, basic preparations, and essential magical correspondences, perfect for quick reference or getting started with a new ally. periodic essays on herbalism and green witchcraft.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
I share reflections on seasonal practices, discussions of magical theory, insights from my own practice, and explorations of how plant medicine intersects with broader spiritual and historical themes, excerpts and samples. I include occasional previews of the premium content so you can see exactly what the deep dives look like and how thoroughly I research these topics. You'll get a real sense of my work and the way I approach these subjects, and there will be plenty of practical information you can work with immediately. The free content includes substantive material that stands on its own and will genuinely support your practice. Paid subscribers get the full experience. 1. Comprehensive deep dives running 20,000 to 35,000 words. These are essentially small books on individual herbs or topics, covering everything from chemical constituents and medicinal applications to magical properties, historical uses across multiple cultures, detailed preparation methods with recipes, dosing guidelines, contraindications, and my own experiences working with these plants. Recent examples include my complete guide to blue vervain and hops, which gives you everything you need to work with these plants at every level. 2. All magical and spiritual content, in-depth explorations of root work, spell construction, working with plant spirits, seasonal rituals, protection work, and other practices that go beyond the medicinal into the truly transformative aspects of green witchcraft. 3. Detailed preparation guides and recipes, step-by-step instructions for making tinctures, teas, oils, salves, and other preparations, with specific measurements, timing, and tips for getting the best results. 4. Access to my research on historical and cultural contexts, the connections between herbalism and the suppressed histories I explore through ABCK Institute, showing how plant knowledge ties into broader patterns of cultural erasure and reclamation. 5. Early or exclusive access to new material. Paid subscribers see everything first, and some content will remain exclusive to this tier because it represents years of accumulated knowledge and practice. 6. A growing library of reference materials. As I continue adding content, you're building a comprehensive herbal and magical reference library that you can return to again and again throughout your practice. If you're serious about developing your practice and you want the kind of detailed information that actually lets you work at depth, the paid tier is where that lives. I put an enormous amount of research and personal experience into these pieces. We're talking hundreds of hours of study, experimentation, and synthesis for each major deep dive. These are carefully crafted resources designed to serve you for years as you develop your relationship with these plants and practices. I know that choosing to pay for content is a real decision, especially when there's so much free information available online. But here's the difference. The free online information is often surface level, sometimes inaccurate, rarely comprehensive, and almost never connects the dots between the medicinal, magical, and historical dimensions of plant work. What I'm offering here is the result of decades of study and practice, synthesized in a way that honors both the science and the spirituality, both the practical and the political, this is the work I wish I'd had access to when I was starting out, and it's the work I'm committed to creating now. I'm really looking forward to sharing everything with you, whether you start as a free subscriber or jump straight into the paid tier. Either way, you're part of this community, and I appreciate your interest in preserving and reclaiming this knowledge. Your support might come in different forms, and they are all appreciated. Financial support allows me to devote my time to research and writing. Sharing my work with others helps me grow my community, and simply engaging thoughtfully with the material I publish gives me invaluable feedback. Thank you for making it possible for me to keep doing this research and creating these resources. The bigger picture. If you've been following my work for any length of time, you know that herbalism and plant magic are just one thread in a much larger tapestry. My research through my ABCK Institute focuses on challenging mainstream narratives about history. I like to focus on the suppressed evidence of Black Indigenous peoples in the Americas and the sophisticated civilizations of ancient Africa. I'm working to develop comprehensive educational curricula that offer alternatives to the Eurocentric frameworks that dominate our institutions. I'm particularly focused on the ways that knowledge systems, whether they're botanical, astronomical, mathematical, or spiritual, have been systematically erased or attributed to the wrong sources. The work I'm doing here with herbalism is inseparable from that broader mission. When we talk about reclaiming ancestral plant knowledge, we're talking about reclaiming stolen history. When we discuss traditional healing practices, we're pushing back against the medicalization and commodification of knowledge that used to belong to communities. The Green Witch's path is inherently political because it requires us to acknowledge what has been taken, who took it, and what we're going to do about getting it back. My audience for Path of a Green Witch has always understood this connection instinctively. You're here because you recognize that learning to work with plants is part of a larger process of reclaiming our history. We are remembering who we are and what we're capable of outside the systems that were designed to keep us dependent and ignorant. So, while this Substack will absolutely give you practical information about herbs and magic, it's also going to connect those practices to the historical and cultural contexts that make them meaningful. My work draws on multiple disciplines to build these connections. 1. Archaeology, examining physical evidence of ancient sites, artifacts, and settlement patterns that challenge conventional timelines and attribution of achievements, particularly regarding the presence of advanced Black civilizations in Africa and Black Indigenous peoples in the Americas long before the commonly accepted narratives. 2. Genetics, looking at DNA evidence and population studies that reveal migration patterns, ancestral connections, and the actual genetic makeup of ancient and contemporary populations, which often contradicts the stories we've been told about who lived where and when. 3. Linguistics, analyzing language families, etymologies, and the spread of linguistic features to trace cultural connections and population movements, as well as understanding how language itself encodes knowledge systems and worldviews that have been suppressed or misunderstood. 4. Astronomy, exploring the astronomical knowledge embedded in ancient monuments, calendrical systems, and cultural practices, which demonstrates the sophisticated understanding our ancestors had of celestial mechanics and how they encoded this knowledge in ways that have survived millennia. 5. Human history, synthesizing evidence across all these fields to construct alternative historical frameworks that account for catastrophic reset events, suppressed technological capabilities, and the deliberate erasure of certain people's contributions to human civilization. The timeline of human diversity. I use a simple analogy to help people understand the actual scope of human history and who has been here for how long. If you compress the 300,000 years of modern human existence into a 60-minute clock, all 60 minutes include Black people, 60 minutes of human history. For the first 45 minutes of that clock, it was only Black people. That's 225,000 years of human history, innovation, migration, and civilization building done entirely by Black populations. Everyone was Black for the first three quarters of Homo sapiens history. 15 minutes ago, about 75,000 years ago, dark-skinned Asians appear in places like Melanesia, India, etc. 8 minutes ago, about 40,000 years ago, pale-skinned Asians show up in places like Japan, Korea, China, India, etc. 2 minutes ago, less than 10,000 years ago, pale Europeans arrive in Northern Europe during the last 2 minutes of the clock. When you visualize it this way, it becomes absurd to accept narratives that center the last 2 minutes as if they represent the totality of human achievement, or that act as if the people who've been here for the full 60 minutes were somehow less capable than those who arrived in the final moments. This framing helps us understand the timeline as well as the scale of what has been erased, dismissed, or attributed to the wrong people. We'll talk about all of the threads that weave together to tell a different story about human history and our ancestors' capabilities. My deeper understanding of these topics has led to me forming the ABCK Institute. The ABCK Institute. ABCK stands for Ancient Black Civilizations and Knowledge Systems, and it's the educational platform I've developed to reclaim Black history, because all of human history is Black history. Black people have been here since the beginning of humanity. The ABCK Institute is dedicated to presenting suppressed evidence and frameworks that center the contributions and presence of Black indigenous peoples in the Americas, as well as the sophisticated achievements of ancient African civilizations and indigenous Black populations around the world. Through comprehensive curricula, research presentations, and educational content, ABCK offers a different way of understanding our past. We honor the complexity and advancement of our ancestors. This is rigorous interdisciplinary research that draws on multiple fields of evidence to tell a more complete and truly honest story about who built what, when, and where. What's coming? I'm excited about the work ahead. There are so many plants I want to explore in depth, so many aspects of traditional practice that deserve careful attention, and so many ways that this knowledge intersects with the other research I'm doing. I'll be sharing insights from my own practice, discussing the challenges and revelations that come with this path, and creating resources that I hope will serve you in your own development. Whether you're already deep into your practice or you're just beginning to explore what it means to walk this path, I'm glad you're here. This work matters for us individually, for our communities, and for the preservation of knowledge that powerful interests would prefer remained buried. Let's dig it up together. Welcome to the Path of the Green Witch, Andrea. Thank you so much for listening to Path of a Green Witch podcast. Please check the show notes for more information and links to join Andrea's Green Witch community. Thanks for listening all the way to the end.
Need hope? Need healing? Need to feel whole? Aviara Hope restores your soul. Mental health, life coaching, spiritual care. Aviara Hope, we meet you there. Call Tiffany at 617-602-8530 for a free consultation. That's 617-602-8530. Aviara Hope is here to help.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.